Okay, we're going to start at the bottom of Nunheim with Bet, by the two dots. This Agadato is the some of the main Agadato that deals with the Churban HaBayit, and as always learned on the Tisha book. So, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my dichti, what does it mean by the pasuk Ashrei Adam Mefuchei Tamid, U'makshei Libo Yipol Bira? That a person who's always afraid or has fear, right, that is a positive trait. U'makshei Libo Yipol Bira, someone who is stubborn in their ways, right, will end up in trouble. So over here, it also points out, we've had this in other places in Shas about pachad, that there's certain pachad that is good, fear that is good, and other pachad that's not good. When it comes to stam pachad, a person who's just fearful in general, that is a unnecessary and not a positive trait to have such pachad. Pachad min haTorah, or pachad from the outcome of one's actions, that is something that's positive, and that's exactly what the focus in this Gemara is, that people didn't take into account the outcome or the implications of their actions, and then because of that, we have a Churban HaBayit, and that's what the Gemara continues. The Kamsa Bar Kamsa, on the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, Charuv Yushalayim, Yushalayim is destroyed. Haitana Gola, Vatana Golata, Charuv Turmalka, so the area of Turmalka was destroyed because of the story of Tana Gola, Tana Golata, which will be tomorrow's daf. And Asaka Derispik, Charuv Beitar, Beitar was destroyed over Asaka Derispik, again, that will be further on. So now the Gemara can say, what's the case of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, Charuv Yushalayim? What is that situation, and what is the case there? How Gavra Derachme Kamsa, of Ovei Bar Kamsa. So this individual had a close friend who was named Kamsa, and his enemy who was named Bar Kamsa. Avot Sudoto, he made some sort of party or feast. Amar L'Shamei, he said to his servant, Zil Haitili Kamsa, go get me, invite Kamsa, my friend, to the feast. Azal Haitili Bar Kamsa, the servant made a mistake and invited Bar Kamsa instead. Ata Ashpachei Davayotiv, then they found this guy sitting there. Amar L'Shamei, Michle, Hau Gavra, Balta Bavada, Hau Gavra, this guy is the enemy of this individual who was hosting a feast. What's he doing here? My Baitoko. So Kum, poke. Get out of here. I'm like, oh, that I, since I already came here, shopgun, leave me be. I'll pay for what I eat. I mean, you don't have to pay anything. I'll cover my cost of my thing. Vishatina. I'm like, look. Says, no, you're out of here. So I'm going to pay you for half the meal, half the feast, if you just let me stay. I'm going to pay you for half the meal. It says, I'll give you the whole, right, suda, the back, the entire suda. I'll pay for everything. I'm going to pay you for the ukme the afke. They grabbed him by his arms, they threw him out of the party. This is an important thing. He says, since the Rabbanon were sitting at this Suda, and they were not mochet, they did not stop this person's action, that they were okay with what was happening here. So the Marshav mentions the possibility that the Chum didn't have any ability to stop what was going on, and that's why they were not mochet. But nevertheless, it's a strong condemnation of the Rabbanon that they did not, were not moche when there was something wrong, when these midot ra'ot were surfacing. So Izil, Ichubu, Kurtzer, Be'malko.
It's hard to understand the Marsha. I mean, you know, supposed to not be afraid of anyone other than the Rabbanon. So
right, but they sometimes we know, and we see this in other places, that Kos Yesh Be'edol Limchot, the Lom Malko, a person has the ability to stop something happening and doesn't do it, then he's held culpable. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan talk about the possibility that when a person knows for certain that his tokacha or his mechia will not be heard at all, then sometimes it's better not to be mocha.
So then you walk out. You say, you know, I don't want to be here either.
Right. So I don't know what the circumstances were exactly. It's not so simple. I agree with you. So now he goes ahead and he says, you know what, I'm going to malshin to the malchus. I'm going to go ahead and speak lashon hara to these people, to the malchus. Azam alei lekezar mar debach yudai. He says that the Jews have rebelled against you. Amle mi yemar says, who, how do I know? Amle shadalu korbana haziti mikabin le. Right, so send them a korban and see if they put on the mizmeah. Azul shadriya de egla tilto. So you send with him an egla tilto. Now, an egla tilta, this is, you know, throughout Shas, there's a discussion through the Rishonim about what an egla tilta is. Different possibilities. One is that it is the third calf born to its mother, and therefore it's super healthy. Another possibility is that it's a one-third of its growth, which here Tosos rejects. In other places, it's also rejected by other Rishonim, that it means one-third of its growth. Or the last possibility is that it's like Egla Mishuleshet and Ayo Mishuleshet, which means Bari V'Tov, means really good. Shlish meaning Tov, but not a number, necessarily a number. Right, Bahadin Ka'ate, so when he was bringing the animal back, this Egla back, Shadibay Muma, he places a Muna in it, Benif Sfatayim, in the lip, he cut its lip, but Amilab Dokin Shba'ayan, or he did something to the pupil of the eye. Why? Dukta the Lidan have a mumma. It's got by the Jews, that's considered a mum, they wouldn't put on in his bath. But they do lab mumahu, but the gabi the non-Jews, they would not consider this a mum. So if they saw the animal, say, why didn't you put on his bath? And the Jews would refrain from placing such an animal on his bath because of the mum. Again, the Shbatayim and the Dukin Shba'ayan are the maybe hints at the two sins that were taking place here. And the Shbatayim is the Lashon Hara, or the misspeaking of the individuals, and the Dukin Shba'ayan is the Tzariayin, that they wouldn't let him stay at the party, and that they were so miserly, or they weren't generous in their manner. So that hints at the two sins that were taking place here. So Rabbanan the Kuvik, the Rabbanan said, you know, despite the fact that it's a mum, you know, it's a harash, let us put on the mizbeach so we don't get into trouble. Bishum Shalom Malchus, in order that the king doesn't come and kill us because of this. Amalu Rabbi Zachariah ben Abkulus, Yom Rubali Mumim, craving the Gabi Mizbeach. People will say that you're allowed to, people will learn from this that you're allowed to put a Baal Mum on the Mizbeach. So Sabra the Mikdale, so they said, you know, let's kill Bar Kamsa so he can't go back and say anything to the Malchus. So the lays of Lema, Amalahu, Rabbi Zachariah, Yomra Maitu Mum the Kochim Yahareg. They'll say people will think that if you put a mum into Kochim, what's the punishment for that? Death. Because they'll learn again from what the outcome of Chama is. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan is a very interesting statement. Anbantunuto, so Rabbi Zachariah ben Avkulus. So Anbantunuto, what's the translation here? Generally, Anbantunuto means the humbleness, right? Rashi says Sablunuto, that his patience here. So Savala Zevelo Hargo, that he was willing to entertain this possibility that we let this individual go, despite the fact that it meant that the Mikdash would be destroyed. Because of that, the base of Mikdash was destroyed, and our Hechal was burnt. Went into Galus. So again, Anvanotuno over here means that maybe there's sometimes there's misplaced Anava, that sometimes there is a need for a person to take a strong stand and to not be so strict to the halacha and the outcome of what's going on, but rather to know that that there's a need for action, and that the failure of action in this case led to the destruction of the Mikdash.
Everyone said from my town, I remember one of the Rishonim, I think, says that why is there a sentence? Because the Rabbi Zachariah ben Avkulus was one of the greatest of the rabbis, and he should have been. And they used to vote in reverse order of importance. He should have been the last or one of the last to vote. Exactly for the reason that the younger ones would be reluctant to go against the opinion of the more established Levi the Chachamim. And because of his humility, he felt he should be one of them. So he spoke up, you know, early in the discussion, and therefore they went along with him because they weren't, you know. So it's literally, is misplaced another that caused it.
Very good. Yeah. So Shadr Alayla Nero and Kesar, so at the time Nero was the Caesar in Jerusalem, so they sent back, you know, basically the problem. So he basically comes to fight against Jerusalem, right? He comes. Kiate Shade Gir the Mizrach, he shot an arrow to the east, Atanakal Birushalayim. It went directionally, it went back to Yerushalayim. Marav Atanakal Birushalayim. Barbaruch Lot Hashemayim Atanakal Birushalayim. He shot the arrows, he saw that it landed Yerushalayim, so he knew that basically Yerushalayim was Nimsar Biyadol, that he was going to be able to conquer Yerushalayim. Amalele, you know, Kupsukli Psukeh. Says to one of the children that's there, just, you know, this is a line that the Gemara uses numerous times, that, you know, some sort of indication of the Nevuah that comes from the children, that whatever puzzle learning that has some impact. So here again, he says to a child who's learning, what pasuk are you learning? So I'm like, he quotes from the pasuk from Yecheskel, and Antati Nikmati Be'Edom Be'Adam Yisrael. I'll take my revenge on the Edom through Ami Yisrael, Edom being Esav of Rome. So he says, Amar Kuchabri Chu Ba'ilechu Be'Beit, he wants to destroy his Mikdash. He wants to basically clean his hands through me. And he's going to send me as the emissary to destroy Yerushalayim, and I'm going to end up taking the brunt of the destruction of Yerushalayim. So Arak Ba'azo, he ran away Be'Igayer, and the was Migayer ben Ofik Minei Rabbi Meir, and out of him came Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir at the time was a descendant of Nero, supposedly based on this Gemara. Now the Marsha says, and I think it is true, that in the annals of the Caesars or the Roman kings, that Nero did run away, that he did leave or abdicate the throne, and so that there is some at least possible truth to the fact that he left the throne, and whether he's Megayer or not, right? To hear the Gemara suggests that the part of that leaving the throne was his Megayer. Right now, they sent, so after this, what? Shadr Elayu, Aspanios Caesar. So ends up, who takes it after Nero's Vespasian? who's the Caesar, and he comes to lay siege to Jerusalem. At the Tsar Alav Platshone, he laid siege to Jerusalem for 3 years. Again, as funny as Caesar, he's not the Caesar yet. Eventually, he will be the right to Caesar. There were three rich people inside of Jerusalem, Nachlinum Ben Gurion, Ben Kalba Savua, Ben Tzitzit HaKeset, these three individuals. Nachlinum Ben Gurion, Shnachdolo Chama Bavuro. So that's a story in Tanis, that Nachlinum Ben Gurion, the stun stood still for him, because he borrowed money on for Bnei Yisrael during the regel in order to feed them water, and he needed to replenish the water, and so he had a certain date by which he must return the water, and he was held the sun up to, he said to Hashem, I only did it for your kavod, and the sun stood still so that he could get rain and repay the money or the water on the day that he was supposed to. Anyway, went to his house hungry, came out satisfied, and hungry like a dog, came out satisfied. That he was so careful in the mitzvah tzitzis that he only wore tzitzis that went on the ground, and he used to walk not on the ground but only on silk, and he used to have his tzitzis carried under pillows. The other pasuk demarish the kisato mutelat ben gdoli romi, that he had a seat, or he was a frequenter around the gdoli romi, that he had influence in Rome. So these three pages, one of them said, I'll supply wheat and barley for the city. The milk of the mishkal, I'll supply wine, salt, and oil. And one of them said, I'll supply the wood. So the Shabku Rabban Litzibe, the Rabbanim say the one who offered the wood was the most generous. The Rav Chisda, right, because we know of Rav Chisda called the Aklide, Abu Masa Lisham'e, Rav Chisda used to give over all keys or all storehouses to his servants, Bar Mitzibe, except for the wood storehouse. The Amar Rav Chisda, Akaba Dechite, Bai Shitin Akaba Litzibe. For every, every storehouse worth of wheat, you need 60 storehouses worth of wood, meaning in order to process and to cook and to bake all this, that wood, it's a multiplicative effect in terms of how much wood you need for every other item that you have stored here. So therefore, the one who offered the wood was generous. So now, basically, the idea is that that they could have fed the city. The city could have stayed under siege for 21 years, and that they had sufficient supplies within the city to last for that long. So over there, they were the zealots, right, that were in there, that did not want the city to surrender to the Romans, or wanted them really to fight the Romans. They wanted to go to battle with the Romans. Let us at least make peace with the Romans so we can keep the city. They would not let him. The Bayonai wanted to go out and go to battle. So the Rabbanan said that it would not succeed. The battle would not succeed. Kamu, so they decided to force the issue. Kamu lahanu amabre dechiti bisare. So they went ahead and burnt the storehouses of wheat and barley to force the issue by the captain, because now there was a famine. The people were starving inside of the siege, and therefore they would have to act. They'd have to go to battle. So the Bar Yonai were trying to force the issue, force the battle. So Marta Barbaitus is this famous story of Marta Barbaitus. Whether she is the same Marta Barbaitus that's mentioned in the story of Yanai Melech, the Marsha discusses whether she really is the same one, because Yanai Melech lived in the time of the Chashmonaim. So whether Marta Barbaitus here married in the Gemara talks about was part of that story with Yanai Melech, whether it's the same one or not, or as much as a possibility that there were two Yanai Melechs, and that maybe this was a later Yanai Melech. Right, so Martha Babaitis, Atirata the Yerushalayim Havya, she was one of the wealthy women of Yerushalayim. Shadata the Shlucha, she sent out her messenger, her servant, Amalei Zilaita the Smita, bring me fine flour. When he went out, it was already sold out. There's no fine flour, there's only white bread left, for white flour left. Go ahead, bring me that. When he went out, it was already sold out. There's no longer any white flour, but there is whole wheat left. Go bring me this. So by the time he came back, it was sold out. There's no longer whole wheat, but there is barley that is left. Go ahead and bring me that. Again, sold out. So the Bar Shem points out that these four types of breads might refer to the Arba Lechem of the Lachmei Todah, that have to do with the four different types of breads that come from the Lachmei Todah. And again, that the people were not, they were Kafui Tova, they were not Makir Tov, and not act in a manner that was appropriate, and therefore the Karban Todah was Nizbatel. And this is a hint or a remez to the idea that the Karban Todah was Nizbatel. So I have a Shlifa Misano, She was, you know, walking without her shoes on. Amra, he pulled back, say, I'll go out myself and see if I can find something to eat. I did love heart pikara umeta. So some, she got stuck in some, you know, dung she stepped into, and she died from this. She was nishtanish. She had never experienced such a, something so denigrating to her, and therefore she died from that exposure. Kari Allah Rabbi Yochanan Zaka, he quotes the pasuk Haraka Bacha Banugah, that one who is delicate and is spoiled in a sense. Asher lo nistakha ragla, that her foot was never tested. Right there, she died. So this is the Maita Bavitus, who never walked out barefoot, and then she goes out and she dies from that. Ikadami, who goes to Rabbi Tzadok Akla, that she found something. She found a dried date of Rabbi Tzadok, bit nisa, and that she was so disgusted by it that umeta, and she died. So what is that? What's the Gregorius of Rabbi Tzadok? Rabbi Tzadok yotiv arbeim shi'in batanita to lo yachav Yerushalayim. Yitzhak sat and fasted for 40 years in order that Yerushalayim would not be destroyed. 40 years is when the Sanhedrin was Mitzgala, right? When Yitzhak was prior to the destruction of the Mikdash. So there was already evidence that the Mikdash would be destroyed. So that he started to sit fast from 40 years prior to the destruction of Yerushalayim. When he eats something, he was so, he became so emaciated that it would be seen from the outside when he swallowed something. When it was time to eat, when he wanted to get healthy again, they used to bring him a dried out fig, Mayitz. He would just suck out the juice and throw them away. So again, that's what Martha Ben Baitos picked up, one of those figs that were dried out figs that he had let out. And because she smelled the tam hamiso, the death of the foul smell of Eretz Tzadok, that caused her to die. When he was on his deathbed, afikta the whole da'aba v'kashpa, took out all his gold and silver, shaditi b'shuka, and he threw it into the shuk. Amra, hai v'mai miboili, what do I need all this money for, right? I mean, I'm going up to Shemayim. They don't take, you know, gold and silver up in Shemayim. Ta'ani d'ktiv, kashpam chutzot yeshlichu, that their silver was strewn on the streets of the city. So, Abba Sikra, reish bar yonai Yerushalayim. So Abba Sikra was the head of the zealots in Yerushalayim. But he was also Ba'achte Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Abba. He was the nephew of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shalach lei tabetina de gabai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to Abba Sikra, you come secretly to me. What are you guys doing here? Burning down the storehouses of Yerushalayim and cause everybody to die from famine. So Amalei, what could I do? So Abba Sikra says back to him, what can I do? If I say anything, if I object to what these zealots are doing, meaning he had lost control over his people, these zealots, and therefore if he objected at this point, they would kill him. So Amalei, chasadli takanta. Right? Look for, he goes, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, suggest something to me that the deed to Epoch, that I can get out of the city. I'll be able to say something when you go out. Amalei, nothing of Sheikh Tzire. He said, pretend that you're on your deathbed, that you're very sick. And everybody should come and visit you as if this is your deathbed. Take something that's rotten, like a meat, rotten meat, and a bela that's rotting, and place it in your room. So as it deteriorates, right, as it degenerates, then it will smell, and it will sound like, you know, it'll smell like you're dying. Limit the nachnav sheikh, and then people will say that he had died. You may only let your talmidim deal with you once you're dead, and no one else. Go the rachon, the chod, they won't know or be aware the kalil at that you'll be lighter to inu yadei the chayy kalil mimita. Because when someone's alive, they're lighter to carry than when they are dead. So make sure that only your talmidim are involved with you. Again, why is this not, you know, meaning suspicious that only talmidim deal with them? But that we see in other places, there's evidence that tzaddikim only allow their talmidim or their children deal with them. Rabbi Yaakov Avinu, that's not an unusual circumstance. They wouldn't be suspicious of that. So Ovid Halki did this. Nichtas go Rabbi Elazar mitarecha, Rabbi Yeshua mitarecha. So Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua took care of him. They wanted to go out to Yerushalayim to bury him outside of Yerushalayim. Bola mitkare, so the Baryonim wanted to stab through stick spears or knives through the coffin in order to test that he's really dead. So you say the Romans are going to say when he gets out and they see the body that they, you know, they stabbed their Rebbe. So Bola mitkare, so they wanted to throw him or hit him to see if he was really alive. They're going to say, how do you treat their Rebbe? I mean, you can't do that. So they opened the door and they let him go. So this is Abba Sikra, again, was the one who suggested them don't do anything, and they allow Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to get out of the city of Yerushalayim. Kimatul Hatam. So when he reaches to the Roman encampment, Amar Shama Lech Malka, Shama Lech Malka. He says to Vespasian, who's laying siege to Jerusalem, you know, Shalom to you, the king, or the Caesar, Shalom to you, the king, and the Caesar. Amlei Mechavit Shrekhatla. He says, you're worthy of the death penalty twice. First of all, I'm not the king, I'm not the Caesar, but regardly Malka, you're calling me the Caesar. But two, I Malka, which is very important, if I am the king, if I'm really the king, I'm the Caesar, what took you so long to get here? There's a famous story about the God was told about one of the Chassidish Rebbeim. So since it's Elul, and it's Roy Tzed over here, came to Rosh Hashanah, and the Chazan got up to sing in Rosh Hashanah, and he said, Hamel, right, he gets up, and he starts the Shacharis on Rosh Hashanah Hamelech. So everybody, generally everybody, when they think about Hamelech, they say, who's the Chazan? Did he say, well, what's going on? He passed out. On the spot, he passes out. So they quickly, the students come, they try to revive him, they get him, finally get him back, and they, Adam and Shacharis, and they come out after. What happened? Why did he pass away? He says, I was thinking of this Gemara in Gittin. Says, and it says, Hamelech, right, it's the king, if Hashem is the king, right, what was the question? Vespasian says, E Malkan Adi Da Mailoatu Dukabai, if I'm the king, why didn't you come until now? So that's a better part of Baruch Hu, because Kar Baruch Hu is the Melech, Al Kas Kamel Kamel is the question, where have you been till now? Right, why haven't you come? Why haven't you done Shuvah? Why haven't you approached me? So that's the idea of Elul, that we're coming before the Melech, that we go, if it's, if Hashem is the Melech, right, we need to be there, we need to show up and be that, so we won't have the question, Malkan Adi Da Mailoatu. First of all, either you are the king. Yerushalayim will not be given over to you if you're not a king. Because it says, the Levanon will be given over to the Adir, right? The great ones. Adir refers to a king. That the Adiro Mimeno, which means that the king is Umoshlomi Kerabiatza, right, and the ruler comes out from there. So we see Adiro Mimeno means the crown, but really it means the king, the ruler, will be there. Vein Lebanon El Beit Mikdash Nemar Atovazeh Behav Lebanon, right, that we see when it quotes this pasuk, the targum of Lebanon is the Mikdash, Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. And Rashi, it's interesting, Rashi says, Lebanon is the Beit Mikdash, Malbin et Avotenei Mishal Yisrael. It whitens the sins of Klal Yisrael. Uptamart, I Malkan, am I Loat, Lugabai. If you say, I'm the king, why did I come to now? I didn't bar unite this ban, Lo Shabkinan. These zealots among us would not let me come out. I'm alive. So he says, Mashal Il, Chavit Shal Dvash, Vidarko, Nekaruchalel. If you have some sort of barrel of honey, and there's a snake or some sort of serpent that's surrounding it, and it's dangerous, the serpent, wouldn't you smash the barrel of honey in order that the serpent or the snake could come out, or but chase him away? If he's there for the honey, get rid of the honey. So he said, the suggestion of going to Rashi is that they should have knocked the walls down or burnt down the walls to let the Romans come in order to get rid of the Bar Yonai. If the Bar Yonai had the problem, then they should have done something to get rid of the Bar Yonai. Ishtik, Rabbi Yochanan Zake has no response. Karle Rav Yosef, Itema Rav Akiva. So Rav Yosef, some say Rav Akiva said about them, Meshiv Chachamim Akorba Tzatam Yisakel. That Hashem, right, Hashem here pushed back the wisdom of the Chachamim, and he made their dot foolish. Ibaila the Meimar, he had a good response. Shaklin and Sapta, Shaklin and Lay, the Darkoma, Katlin and Lay. Right, he says, well, the real solution here is that you should take tongs, pull the snake off, kill the snake, Vechavita Shavkin and Lay, and we'll still have the barrel of honey. So meaning the same thing here, meaning that they should have not burnt down the walls, but rather, gotten out of the city to the Romans and told them, basically, look, the Bar Yonai here, we're willing to make peace with you, and therefore the city would survive as well as they would get rid of the Bar Yonai. In the interim, Ati Priskuta Alemi Romi, a decree or announcement came from, a messenger from Rome came. Amalekum de Misle Caesar, the Caesar has passed away. And they want to make you the Caesar. So one of his shoes was on. By the Messiah Achrin, they want to put the other shoe on. Low aisle, it would not go on. By the Mishlefel Idach, he went to remove the other shoe. Oh no, fuck, it didn't come up. Amar, my height, what's going on here? Amalei, lo titzda'er, don't be worried. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says to me. You're not sick, there's nothing wrong with you. Shmua Tova Atiluch, you had a good news came to you. Dechtiv, Shmua Tova Yitidashin Etzim. When you get good news, your body body expands. Your bones expand. So by your expansion, you're not able to get on your new shoe and also not remove the old shoe. So he says, what should I do about this? Bring someone who you don't like, who gives you, makes you feel uncomfortable. And pass before you. The other way around, someone who is ruach nekaa, right, is tiyavesh garden, will cause the bones to dry up. So he did this. So they did this and brought someone in front of him, and his shoe went on. So he repeats the question here before. If you're so bright, so smart to know things, how come you didn't get out here from before? Didn't I already answer you? I answered you. I also gave you a mashal and you didn't answer me. He says, listen, I'm leaving here. They're going to send someone else to lay siege to Jerusalem. He goes, give me your wish list, basically, before I take off. Amalei, tainli yavna v'chachamel. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asks for Yavna now, which was the seat of the Chachamim, right? The seat of, in the sense of Sanhedrin. He says, give me Yavna v'chachamel. Visho salita Rabbi Gamliel. They were persecuting the lineage of Rabbi Gamliel, which was what they considered to be the lineage of Beis David. Right? So he says, give me them. Stop persecuting Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Gamliel. Hashvata the Messiah of Rabbi Tzadok. Give me a doctor to save Rabbi Tzadok. Kari le Rabbi Yosef, Yitim, Rabbi Kiva, Meshiv Chachamel, Chor, Datam Yisakel. Again, the same puzzle they said before. Let us go this time. Meaning that let Yerushalayim go. Don't lay siege. Give us another chance. The Gemara says, who Savar Rabbi Yochanan thought Dilma Kulei Lo'Avi. Right? Then he says, Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta. If he asks for too much, you won't get it. If he asks for all of Yerushalayim, you wouldn't get it. So therefore, Atala Purta Namel Lo'Avi, you wouldn't get anything. So therefore, he went ahead and asked for these items. Asavata the Messiah Lay Rabbi Tzadok, the curing of Rabbi Tzadok, what did they do? Yoma Kamai Shkuya Maya Depare. First day, they fed him water that was soaked in bran. The machar maya de sipuka, again, the next day it was soaked in bran, but also had flour mixed into it. The machar maya de kimcha, and then they would put flour water, ad derabach mea, purta purta, until his stomach re-expanded in order that he could eat again. Now, just point out over here that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, by not asking for the mikdash and not asking for Yerushalayim, made a very, very strategic decision. Now, the Gemara doesn't discuss this over here, but we know that the Kohanim in the time of the second base of mikdash, that we know the base of mikdash had turned into a cultural center, not a religious center anymore, right? And that a lot of the Kohanim were tzedukim at that point in time. And therefore, the power seat was still with the Kohanim, but Kohanim were not really ra'ui to lead the people, right? And by maintaining or having the mikdash survive over here, would have been detrimental to the continuum of Judaism, in the sense that, number one, the rulers are tzedukim, these Kohanim are tzedukim, and number two, these Kohanim are not people who are willing to lead the people, and people kept thinking that as long as the Mikdash is around, they were okay. So by Rabbi Yochanan giving up the Mikdash, he created a sea change that was unbelievable in Judaism, which is that we switched from Mikdash and Kohanim being the center of Jewish life and the leadership of Jews to the Chachamim. We changed Rabbinic Judaism, really starts at this point in time. When he says, Tin li yavnev chachamel versus the Mikdash, we really flipped to the Chachamim and the, not the Chachamim, but the Prushim being the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And so Rabbi Yochanan does make a very strategic decision in allowing the Mikdash to be destroyed. The Mikdash was not a place of Kedusha anymore. And by letting it go, he now is able to perpetuate Judaism in the sense that he gave it over to the Chachamim, and by giving over the power seat to the leaders of the Chachamim, then it's preserved through the Prushim, and preserved through the Chachamim, that Judaism was able to continue. Alright, so Azal Shadre Letitus. So replacing Vespasian is Titus, who said there at the late siege's arm. All right. He says when he gets there, Elimut, Shukashuyu Bo. Says, where's their God? Right, who is supposed to shield them. Zet Titus Sharaisha, Shahira Begideth Kalfe Mala. He's the one who cursed and says all these things negative Hashem. Masa, Tapa Zona, when he conquers and gets into your slime from Mikdash, he takes the Zonavia though. If that's the big Kodesh of the Shem, he goes into the holiest place. It's Yah Sefer Torah, takes the Sefer Torah, spreads it out as a mat, Barbala Beira, and then he is with the Zona there. But not the Saif, and as a sign of conquering this, he takes his sword, Begider at the parochet, and he stabs the parochet, not the nace, and the nace happens by Yadam, the blood came out of the parochet. But so far, that's Mo, so this is a lesson. He thinks that he killed Akadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar, Sha'agut Zorayich, Bekerev Moadech, that the enemies are crying out like the lions, are screaming like the lions in the middle of your Moadech, the place where you are Midvaid, which is what? In Yerushalayim, in the Mikdash. Samuotutam, Motot, and your signs that you made, they thought was the sign that they killed you. Abba Chanan Omer, Mi Kamocha Chassin Kav, right? Who is like you, Hashem? Mi Kamocha Chassin V'Kasher, right? Who is like you, who is so patient? V'Kasher Shatashman, you so Gidufosh L'Torasha, that you listen to this Rosh speaks, you shall take, and you don't respond. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Mi Kamocha Be'Elim Hashem, who is like you in the, right, the great ones, Hashem? Mi Kamocha Be'Elimim. Don't say Elim, but Elimim, those that are silent, that you, Hashem, remain silent in the face of the statements of Titus. Masa, where did Titus do? Not of the Brochet, Vasokamin Gurgantini. He made it into a sack, baby, Kokelim Shmigdash, Benichabahan, he placed all the Kelim and Migdash and put it in it, Voshibam Bespina, Lelekli Shabeth Biro. Went back to Rome to be, you know, honored for his conquering. Again, probably the main thing that he wanted was the Brochet that had the blood on it to show that he had conquered a Kodesh Baruch. Shunemar, Chen Reitim Shayim Kvurim, Ubo, Mimumakom Kadosh, Yalechu Bishtakhu Beir. Asher Kain Asu. Right, so then I see the Rishayim that are buried. Uvah Mimakom Kadosh, and they came from the holy place. Yalechu, Yishtakhu Beir, and they were forgotten. What they did was forgotten. Asher Kain Asu. Altikiri, so the Gemara says, Altikiri Kiburim, Elek Kibutzim. Don't say those that are buried, but Kibutzim that gather, these Rishayim that gather together. Kibutzim here means they gathered all the Kalim together. Altikiri, Yishtakhu, that they're forgotten. Elek Yishtakhu, that they are praised. I mean, that he gathered together all the Kalim to went to go be praised for that which he did. Ikadamri, Kiburim Mamash, those that are buried. Afilu Mile Ditam. That even those things that were hidden were opened up to Titus. All the money, all the storehouses were opened up to him. He was able to get everything. So when he's in the boat going back to Rome, that a big storm comes up to the Tovo to sink the boat. That their God, his strength is only in water. How did he conquer Paro? He drowned him in the water. Also his sister, when he came to conquer him in the water, he struck again, he said, I'm going to get him in the water. He's really strong. Let him fight me on the land. You, Rasha ben Rasha, the descendant of Esav, because it's Edom, right? I have this tiny, tiny creation. His name is Yitush. Amai Karele Biryakala. Why is it called a Biryakala? The Ma'alma Isla Makkana Lesla. It's able to, it eats, it has an intake valve, but no outtake. I mean, nothing comes out of it. Right? Allah Yabasha came out of the Sayyima Milchama. You'll fight this item, this bug, or whatever this insect. Allah Yabasha, Bayitush, Venikas Bechotmo, went up through his nose, Venikir Bemocho, and sat on his brain, right? Sheva Shanim, for 7 years, it sat on his brain, and it Nikir banged on his head, caused him to have headaches. Yomachada Abakhalif above the Bain. After one day he passed by the silversmith's area, and they were banging on the blacksmith's, and they were banging on the anvil, right? Shama Kalar Zafta, he starts, then he heard the hammering, this bug stopped banging on his head. Amarika Takanta, Koyoma Maisin Afka, he says, now I have a solution, I'll bring in a blacksmith that'll come every day and bang in front of me. So the Nafri, Machu Kame, the Nafri, Yavli Arbi Zuz, if he had a non-Jew to it, he would pay him 4 Zuz. The Yisrael Malay, Mishayef, the Kakazi, the Sanak, says that it's enough that you see me in such pain that you don't get paid for it. He did for 30 days this work. When Kamehila came in the Dosh, Dosh. Once the bug became used to it, it didn't work anymore. Tani, I'm Rabbi Pinchas Ben Aruv, Aniti Ben Goli Romi, I was there. Ushamate, Patsuit Macho, when he died, they broke open his skull. Matsubok, Sipor Dror, it was the size of a bird. Mishko Snees Falim, they weighed 2 Slaim. Matnita Tanak, Gozo Ben Shanai, was like a young chick that was 1 year old. Mishko Snees Litrin. Our Rabbi Natinim Pivshi on the Choshet, we saw that its beak was made out of copper, which he burned up Shel Barzel, and its nails were made out of iron. Kiava Mice, when he died, Titus Amalo Liklu Hau Gabra, you should burn me, right? You should burn me to ashes. Levadra Likitme Ashev Yame, and spread out my ashes on the seven seas. The Lolish Kache Allah, you die, Luke Mebidina, that the God of the Jews should not find me and put me up a din. Unculus Barconicus. So Unculus Barconicus Bar Achte de Titus Ave. He was the nephew of Titus. Another gear says that he was the nephew of Adranius, right, which is Hadrian. So Baile Gure, he wanted to convert to be a Jew. Asla Aske de Titus Binigida. He went ahead either through Kishuf or Ob, he somehow brought Titus back to life in order to ask him, you know, whether he should do this. Amalei Man Khashiv Alama. So he says, who's Khashiv in the Alama Ba? He says, Amalei Yisrael. So he says, how is Biki Ubahu? Should I join Yisrael? They have many mitzvot and you won't be able to keep them. He goes, go ahead and fight them in this world. Persecute them in this world. And then you'll be a leader. Because those that oppress the Jews will be leaders. So call them Mitzal Yisrael, that's the Rosh. Anybody who causes pain to B'nai Yisrael, who persecutes them, will be a Rosh in this world. So I'm like, do you need to buy a garbage? What's the punishment for some person who does this? I'm like, but my deposit on Nafshe, what I decreed for myself. Every day they collect all my ashes. They give me a din, and they burn me again. And they spread it out on the sim seals. Ask the Bilam, then he went and brought up Bilam to ask him the question. I'm like, man's chashuv ba'olam, who's chashuv in the olam haba? I'm like, Yisrael. What about hanging out with them or to join them? I'm like, look, Yisrael shalom, but so with them, don't get involved with them. I'm like, dine ba'ol gabra b'may, what's the din of Bilam? I'm like, b'shif ba'zera roteka, that he was boiled in boiling semen, again, because what is his punishment, midah k'neged midah, that he caused B'nai Yisrael to sin by the B'nai Midyan, right? Because he sent, that was his advice, that they should be mizana with the Jews. I was asking him in Gita, the Poshe Yisrael, he went and raised up the Poshe Yisrael, I'm like, who's choshev in the world to come? I'm like, Yisrael, what should I join the Jews? I'm like, go join the Jews, it's worthwhile. Anybody who does anything bad to them, it's like he touches his pupil of his eye. I'm like, Gabra B'mai, what's the din of the Poshe Yisrael? That they're boiled in excrement, boiling excrement, which is the punishment that Rashi points out for people who violate the Divrei Chachamim. Anybody who laughs at the Gzeiros Chachamim is Nidon B'tzor Rotechet. Tachazi Ben Poshe Yisrael and Nevei Umat Olam. Right? Look at the difference between the Poshe Yisrael to the Obeyamos, Obedei Obed Azara, Bilam, who was a Navi for the Umat Olam versus the Poshe Yisrael, right? Because they suggested to join the Jews, and he says, don't join the Jews. Tanya Rav Elezer, Bo Rei Kamak Zolak Lachash Busha. Right? How much is the punishment, the greatness of the Busha? Shari Siyah Kadosh Baruch Hu Bar Kamsa V'chriv and Beitel Sarai Tachalok. Because he was embarrassed Bar Kamsa, he went ahead and destroyed the Mikdash based on the embarrassment of Bar Kamsa. Okay, we'll stop over here.